Welcome, friends. In this interview, we'll be learning tips on how to increase our business success from Carol Look. Carol will teach us brand new applications of her abundance work, and you'll also get a chance to learn about her soon-to-be-released program, Business Abundance Now, 15 keys for bringing energy psychology and the law of attraction to your bottom line. It's always a pleasure to interview her. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Great, thanks. Well, Carol, the subtitle of the program, like I just mentioned, is, 15 keys of bringing energy psychology and the law of attraction to your bottom line. How did you choose which keys to include in your program? Because I know you teach so much.
Well, I looked at my business and I went through every part of it and tried to decide what's really important. There's always levels of importance in your business, things that are at the top that you must pay attention to, and things that are, well, they're okay and they could slip through the cracks. So I went through my entire business and looked at every part of it, customer service, launching products, marketing, networking, anything I do with interacting with clients and web work, internet stuff. And I looked at it all and went through it and decided and put down and wrote down and practiced these keys, what I really thought would be useful for people. And I'm thinking all the time, of course, about small business owners. That's what this is targeted. That's the people that this is targeted towards, is small business owners. And I kept thinking, well, they all do product launching of some kind. They all have to do customer service. They all have to have clear energy in their office. They all need to stop procrastinating. So I went through this whole list and they kept feeling applicable to everybody who's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Now, like it says again in the title, you're using tapping and the law of attraction. So how do you combine these two tools in the program?
They're so great. They're so perfect. And they're not my tools, right? I just have put them together in a way that really suits me and made my business so successful. And I've helped so many other people. But what I do is in each key, let's say, for instance, the third key is getting clear and the fourth key is making decisions. And the fifth one is about procrastination. In each key, I talk about it. I talk about the psychology of why this is an issue, why this is important, downsides, upsides. And just have a basic discussion about it and offer some suggestions. And then at the end, I do and offer law of attraction exercises as well as tapping. So I combine the two with each key. So no matter what the topic is, I offer ways and gratitude lists and thank you tapping and all sorts of ways to help you improve in this particular part of your business. So let's say on the one with marketing or the one with customer service or the one about taking care of yourself, whichever key I'm talking about, there are exercises that you can do right away to help yourself increase your success with that particular angle of your small business.
Great. Carol, when most people think about business success, my guess is one of the last things they think about is energy and energy patterns. So I know this is a new thing for people. Why do you think it's really important to look at our energy patterns?
Yes, I think it's critical. I think it's everything, because many people in business don't understand that the beliefs they have, the attitudes towards their customers or clients, how they organize and run their office, how they feel about the products or the information or services that they're offering. Everything has energy, has a pattern, and an energetic pattern to it. And of course, what do we bring to it? We bring our past, we bring our families, we bring our old experiences we've had. And if you can get to the bottom line, if you can get to these energy patterns, and of course, what's the best tool ever? The tapping. Right, and law of attraction, if you can change the energy, let's say you're having a struggle with customer service issues. If you can change your energy about that and change your attitude and work on yourself, you'll change the business. You'll change your financial abundance. If you can work on the procrastination, which is simply an energetic pattern, people are always criticizing themselves for procrastinating or not making decisions, right? They're always mad at themselves that they haven't made a decision fast enough, and it's an energy pattern. That's all it is. So everything in business, in play, in your life, everything is actually an energy pattern. And these tools are just the best I have ever found to shift energy and, of course, raise your vibration with law of attraction. So once you change your patterns, Of course, it manifests as changed and improved patterns in your business.
Carol, I love the part in your program when you talk about launching products, because like you said before, if you own your own business or even if you work in a company, it just seems like there's all this pressure and all this sometimes anxiety around launching something, launching a product. So can you give us kind of a sneak peek of what we'll learn in the program? What are some exercises that we can do?
Sure. This was one of my favorite keys about just talking about marketing your products and being congruent. And everybody launches something. So whether you work for someone else or you work for yourself, you either sell services, products, or information. And there's always a deadline and always a launching. You know, you're always giving something and offering something to your clients. And yes, there's anxiety around it, so that's a great tappable issue that you and I can do. Then there's lack of congruence where people say, I think my product's about a 7 out of 10. Your products should be a 10, as should your employees, by the way. You know, you should feel thrilled. So some of the exercises that I love doing, when you're about to launch your product, and maybe your product is a teleclass, maybe your product is even a free booklet on the internet, maybe your product is research, maybe your product is a seminar, whatever it is, you should be able to sit down and write a list, a law of attraction exercise list that says, here are the 10 things I love about my new product. And if you can't come up with 10, you're not ready to launch it. And a lot of people don't like hearing that because they don't want to stop the deadline, they don't want to push it forward. But you need to be able to say, these are the 10 things I love about it, and these are the 10 reasons my customers are going to benefit from it and love it. So right then, those are lists you could write that would change your launch tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Carol, I'm gonna be play devil's advocate here. I know that I've interviewed you before, and you've talked about the pressures that people feel around perfectionism. So if someone's launching their product and they're having that problem where they like it, but they maybe are always down on themselves because it's not perfect, how do you address that?
I wouldn't say that's perfectionism. I would say if you're writing your law of attraction list, see, when you do law of attraction exercises, it actually always points to some area that you do honestly feel lukewarm about, and you have then the opportunity to change it. So this isn't perfectionism. This is looking at your program and saying, what benefits am I offering? And when you're talking about benefits, then you don't get into perfectionism. You say, this is going to help people immediately. This is really clear for them. They're going to be able to use it in their, you know, for their business or whatever it is. So I think people will find it really useful, and it actually gets you off the idea of perfectionism and, you know, and all the nitty-gritty and just being too involved and having it be perfect. This isn't about perfectionism at all. This is about really saying, my vibration is so high about my product or my services or my seminar, I know people are going to love it. Now, it has to be genuine. So if you need to go back and tweak something because, frankly, you didn't, for instance, suppose I hadn't really worked well on one of the keys. Now, I know that's not true because I worked on this so much. They were very thorough, and I'm totally happy with all of them. But at one point, there were some keys that I hadn't developed as strongly as some others. So that's not perfectionism, that's appropriate professionalism to get it out to the marketplace in a way that is so full for people. So then you do your list, you know, these are the 10 things I love about my program, these are the 10 reasons my customers are going to really be able to benefit from it. And it takes you totally away from any of that perfectionism stuff.
Oh, great. Well, the key 7, Carol, I think is just so important. I get a lot of feedback from our listeners that one of the blocks that they feel when it comes to their business is the blocks around marketing, selling yourself, networking. So can you give us some advice on how to address that?
It's interesting. Marketing and networking go together, and yet they're quite different. So marketing is really getting your product, whatever it is, from the idea stage all the way out to your customers. So it goes through all those stages. And networking is really being able to socially and professionally reach people and give them your business card, talk about what you do. Maybe you talk your elevator speech, and it just helps you, you know, network so that people know who you are. If you're always behind closed doors or always behind your computer screen, you're not really networking, or if you don't have an email list. So one of the things I do, and maybe we could do some tapping on that, the fears of networking.
That would be great.
And the blocks to marketing, right? And what I would say is a big block to marketing is people think, you know, I don't have what it takes, or I don't have something really valuable to offer. And that's, again, that's an energetic pattern, right? You do need to look at what you're offering. Is it valuable? And have you done enough research? And do you know what you're talking about? And are you well-trained enough, right? And so you really need to feel like it's worthy to get it out there.
So let's do some tapping.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Karate chop. Even though I have this block to marketing what I'm offering.
Even though I have this block to marketing what I'm offering.
And I wonder why.
I
choose to be more congruent. Even though I have a block to marketing my services. I wonder why I do. I choose to feel calm and relaxed. Even though I have these blocks to marketing my service and product. I accept who I am no matter what. Eyebrow, I don't think I have what it takes. Side of the eye, I don't think my product is good enough. Under that, what if it is? Under the nose, I have these doubts about my product. Chin, I have these doubts about marketing. Collarbone, I'm afraid to sell my product. Under the arm, what if I could feel really calm and confident? Top of that, what if I could feel really confident about it? Good, take a breath. Now, fears of marketing so often come from just the basic set of doubts, and that's why you do need to look at whatever you're offering to your customers, to your audience, and look at it and say, well, is this of value? Is this what they've been telling me they need and they want? You know, I did this business program because over the years, so many small business owners and entrepreneurs have been saying to me, could you please do something just completely targeted to business?
Right.
So I know they need it. I know they want it. I get feedback all the time about it. I get questions. Yes, Carol, but how would you apply this? How would you apply Law of Attraction to launching or to putting out an event that I'm doing? Carol, how would you apply this to employees or being an employee?
Mm-hmm. Great. Carol, you know, you have these 15 keys. I have to ask you, do you have some favorite ones?
I do, and it kept going back and forth. It was really funny when I was editing. I had to listen to all the audio CDs again for editing, and I had to do it more than once. And I kept hearing myself on the CD saying, well, actually, this is my favorite key. Oh, no, this is my favorite key. I love, love, love the one about getting clear, because that is just critical to everything in business. If you're not clear, you can't make decisions. So you really need to clear out all the blocks to being clear. I love the one about stop selling and start serving. And again, it's about energy. So if you get out of this energy of I'm selling, and get into serving your customers, of course your sales go up. Right? Mm-hmm. But the point is your focus becomes serving your customer or your client. How can they benefit? What can I do for them that's more for them? And it just changes your energy. I love clearing your money blocks. Love that one. I love the over-deliver key. I think that's key number 12, over-deliver. And so many people say, I can't afford to over-deliver, or I can't afford to stop selling and start serving. And I say to people, you can't afford not to. So all the exercises are designed to help you step by step change your energy patterns. So then when it comes to over-delivering, you have no problem over-delivering. You love it. When it comes to looking at the marketing piece, you love it, and you know you want to market, and you know that what you're offering is wonderful, and you've done all the Law of Attraction exercises and the tapping. When it comes to networking, you think, great, I have something to offer. This is fun. I'm going to go with my brochure and my business card or my website address, and I'm going to go meet people and talk about it. And so it's really fun to apply it. But I think I don't know, all many of them.
They're all your
Many of them are
babies.
my many many of them are my favorites. But Over Deliver and Stop Selling and Start Serving are
Carol,
two of my top favorites.
Can we do some tapping on the Stop Selling and Start Serving concept?
Sure. When someone is focused too much on selling, they actually are coming from a place of scarcity and a place of anxiety, right? So the focus is, okay, how do I get more sales? And it seems reasonable that that would be a focus in business, but when you're focused there, you're coming from a place of lack, and a la law of attraction, you're basically coming from a place, you know, where you're missing something and then the energy is off. So if you can release that anxiety and, oh, I don't have enough, and move towards serving your clients, so much changes. And again, it's energetic patterns, and you can change them with law of attraction exercises, tapping exercises. So let's do some tapping for that.
Yes, please.
And how about we assume that people listening, some of the people listening are having anxiety about sales, and some of them listening might even be saying, no, I can't focus on serving. I got to focus on sales. You know, that may be what they've learned in many of their seminars in their business. Well, sales, sales, sales. You know, that's what everybody's focused on. And I think to our detriment. So, okay. Karate chop point. Even though I have this anxiety about sales,
Even though I have this anxiety about sales,
and maybe it's getting in my way,
and maybe it's getting in my way,
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Even though I don't like the energy of selling,
Even though I don't like the energy of selling,
I can feel the lack mentality.
I can feel the lack mentality.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Even though I can't get out of this mindset of selling,
Even though I can't get out of this mindset of selling,
I want to be able to serve my customers.
I want to be able to serve my customers.
Eyebrow, this anxiety about sales.
This anxiety about sales.
Side of the eye, whenever I think of selling, I feel anxious.
Whenever I think of selling, I feel anxious.
Under the eye, this anxiety about selling.
This anxiety about selling.
Under the nose, are they going to buy it or not?
Are they going to buy it or not?
Chin, what if I started serving my customers?
What if I started serving my customers?
Collarbone, what if I started thinking about more benefits to them?
What if I started thinking about more benefits to them?
Under the arm, I love being useful to my customers.
I love being useful to my customers.
Top of that, I can feel the energy shift already.
I can feel the energy shift already.
Good, take a breath. How'd that
Great.
feel?
Felt great. Felt great.
I also have a section on cold calls. You know, selling, how to approach cold calls, and you know how to tap when you're picking up the phone, and again focusing on serving them, because what happens is people get so anxious, they pick up the phone, they have to call somebody, and they ruin the call because they're so anxious they don't even know, they don't even remember what they're doing.
Right. And one thing that I loved about your program is, the keys are wonderful, and then you actually see the keys coming to life with the live sessions. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure, the live sessions were so much fun. So the 15 keys are spread out between 9 hours, 9 CDs. Then there are 9 live sessions with people who own small businesses and are somehow stuck. So they came to me, and when I offered it to them and talked about the program I was doing, and they said, I want to, you know, could you do a tapping session with me? I'm stuck. And the variety of the sessions is incredible, and you're right, it does come alive. So there's a woman who's afraid to move forward because she made all these mistakes when she was a nurse. There's a guy who inherited his father's business, and it's crumbling now in the economy, and he's got all this guilt, and his father died, and now the business is dying, and all those, you know, how it overlaps there. There's a woman who's a coach who was in the Iraqi war, and she's approaching her life in business as if everything's life or death. So we collapse these old memories from the war. I mean, that's a You know, they're all profound sessions. Just wonder. There's a lawyer who has trouble letting go of playing it safe. He says, I'm not going to, you know, in the session, he goes, I don't want to let that go. You know, I've had it for too long. It keeps me safe. So they're just, and, you know, many more sessions. There's someone with writer's block. She's a practitioner. There's someone who wants, a woman who wants to open up a special center, a wellness center for dogs, and she's got blocks. So it's just this incredible variety, men and women, and just people who are blocked about moving forward. And during the sessions, you hear what their blocks are, and we tap for an hour. We tap and move through and make the changes, and you hear the energy changing. So it's really exciting. Mm.
Carol, I'm really curious. You know, you have a very successful business, and I know that you worked very hard on this program, which is probably a program that you don't need to bring out. So there must be some kind of underlying passion to do such a massive program. And I'm telling you, listeners, this is just like, there is so much in this. Why, Carol?
Well, I tell you, I have made a ton of mistakes, and I've done it the hard way and the easy way. And when I combined meridian tapping and law of attraction, everything changed for me. And, you know, I would apply it to my personal life. I would apply it to sales. I would apply it to my health, and, you know, and back and forth and bounce around. And I really wanted to help people. I felt literally inspired to help people with their businesses because I made a lot of mistakes. You know, it's like, oh, please, you guys, don't do it this way. Here's a way where you could combine energy psychology with law of attraction, and you will laugh out loud because it makes it so easy. The financial abundance comes to your bottom line, not because you're working harder. So I really wanted to put it out. And, of course, I started, and it wasn't going to be 18 hours. You know, I started smaller, and then it kept growing and growing. And I've added a study guide, a 91-page study guide that's downloadable that goes with it. So it's just, you know, I throw everything in there, but it's really useful. There's nothing extra in there that's not useful for people who own a business, you know, have to handle money, have to handle employees, or maybe you're the only employee. You know, there are tips and tools to help yourself in your own business, you know, even if it's just you, even if you don't have a business partner. And one of the keys is about working on past old resentments and old feelings about maybe a former job or an old boss, and how important it is to release that energy so you can be successful in your current business. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. It was exciting. It felt inspiring. And I used all the keys myself, by the way. You know, I talk a lot about congruence and how, you know, you need to be your own best marketing tool. I use all these keys. At one point, I had 21 keys, and I took out 6 of them. I thought, you know what? They're just not top tier. They're important, but they're not the absolute top. So I practiced these. I've used them for years, and then I just put them in a format and in an order that felt really intuitively and energetically right for me and my business and for other people that I've worked with over the years about their business.
Carol, I have to squeeze out one more tapping session from you because it's always so good.
Did?
So I want to know, you just mentioned about the importance of clearing past things. So before we start tapping, what advice do you have for the listeners with kind of turning a new page with their business and clearing out the old? Like what do they need to do? Where do they need to start?
Well, one of the first things they might need to do is identify old stuff that's creeping in. So maybe they had a launch that didn't go well. Maybe they had an employee or a business partner that hurt them or betrayed them in business. I promise you, you're bringing that to your current business. So first identify what might be there energetically. And a lot of people say, oh no, I'm over that. And then if you ask them to talk about it, clearly they're resentful. Clearly they were betrayed by a business partner who ran off with money, or clearly they're upset by their old boss. So then they carry it into this current business. So identify it first, write it down, change the energy, raise your vibration, and do tapping on it. And sometimes the only way to raise your vibration is to do a tapping session for it. So you release the guilt or the hurt or the resentment or the grudge. A lot of people, you know, hold grudges against former colleagues, former bosses. And that old stuff, you know, it's not forgotten. It is in our energetic system.
So why don't we use that as an example? Can we do a few rounds on letting go of a grudge?
Sure. So let's say you're mad at someone, you have a resentment. How about a resentment towards somebody in business? You know, maybe it's a vendor, right? Maybe it's an old employee. Maybe it's an old boss. Somebody that you have a resentment about. So it may take a couple of seconds or minutes to think about, now who would I be tapping on? You know, what issue is really still stuck for me? And again, people think, oh, well, I'm not at that job anymore. That was 10 years ago. But if they examine it, they're still operating energetically, as if other people aren't trustworthy, as if they shouldn't get their hopes up about a sale, as if, you know, that's what happens. We bring our energy forward every single time. Okay, so how about a resentment? And what we would recommend, of course, everyone listening, is measure the level of resentment that you feel. So think of somebody from your past connected to your business that you have a resentment against or a grudge against. Okay. How high does it feel right now? Is it above a 5? How high is it? Okay, and then we'll tap for it. So karate chop points.
Even though I have this old resentment.
And I didn't realize it was affecting my current job. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I have this old resentment that's surprising me.
It's still in my energy system.
And it's affecting my current work situation. I choose to let it go now. Eyebrow, this old resentment. Side of the eye, I didn't realize it was there. Under the eye, I thought I had forgotten. Under the nose, not my energy system. Chin, I thought I had let it go. Collarbone, now I see how it's blocking my current business. Under the arm, what if I let it go now? Top of that, I choose to let it go now. Eyebrow, and I appreciate my current business. Side of the eye, I want to focus on what's going well. Under the eye, and I love the launch I'm preparing. Under the nose, I feel lighter already. Chin, I've made the decision to let go of the old resentment. Collarbone, and it feels so good. Under the arm, I feel so relieved. Top of that, I feel so expansive. Good. Take a breath. So that's critically important to let go of that old stuff. No matter what happened, and I'm sorry it happened to you, and if it was traumatic or surprising or felt betraying, let those go energetically. But the way to let them go is to use tapping on them. Then that clears the path for you in your current business. And I just have seen time and time again that people aren't aware that the old stuff is kind of haunting them in their new, you know, in the current business. So maybe they, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So those tapping rounds and then doing positive lists for gratitude are just wonderful to change your energy. Once you change the energy pattern, that's when you see the financial abundance fall to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wonderful. Carol, can you tell us about the special holiday offer? Because this is awesome.
Great. Well, what I'm doing is between December 8th, Tuesday the 8th, and Friday the 11th, there's a special four-day sale. And what you get is if you purchase the new Business Abundance Now program, and it's at an incredibly discounted rate, you know, I could have charged a whole lot of money, especially because of the 9 sessions as well as the 15 keys, but I'm charging the fee. The price is $197 for the program. And during these 4 days, if you purchase the new program, then you get, at total, you get $515 worth of my abundance products. And it's only being offered for these 4 days. So it's the holidays. I thought that would be fun. So you get the abundance book. You get the abundance ebook. You get 4 pre-recorded teleclasses, which are really fun on attracting abundance, where I take people for 10 minutes each and I go through the whole hour tapping with them, and they all have completely different issues, which is really fun. You also get the other CD set that I have, the Vibration of Abundance, which is a $100 product, but you'll get that free if you purchase this program. And what I call the 52 downloadable tap-alongs. They're like 10 minutes each, and you use one every week to move through, every week of the year to move through abundance problems. So $515 worth of abundance products for the price of the new program, which is $197.
Wow. Carol, you always talk about the importance of being congruent, and I can say that I'm being completely congruent when I say this is one of the most amazing products that I have come by. I was listening to it today, and I only had a certain amount of time to listen to it because I had to kind of go and do another interview, and I had to peel myself away from it because I just couldn't stop. And for all that you who are listening, if you're ready to make 2010 an incredible year, I can't think of a better way to do that. So
Thank
Carol,
you.
no, thank you. And thank you just for all the bonuses and the offer that you're providing us. I'm really excited about this program, and I'm happy that we could share it with our listeners.
Thank you, Jess.
Wonderful. Well, to everyone listening, make sure you click on the link, check it out, and until next time, take care and keep tapping.